Hi and welcome in the studio. Redbeard here with the stories behind history's greatest rock songs.
Excuse me.
You're welcome.
Guitar up.
One, two, three.
Today, in the studio, it's the early best from one of America's finest singer-songwriters.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
I was in some really uncomfortable shape. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never rain. And a friend of mine who I'd known in New York when we were with the Flying Machine and stuff. You know, she and I were close. She had died in the meantime, and my friends from New York, some of whom were over there in London by this time, had decided amongst themselves not to tell me about it until I was finished working on this album. They thought, you know, this is his big shot, and, you know, and we don't want to sort of mess with his head. So it was really after sort of they broke that news to me that I started writing this song.
So good night, you moonlight ladies, rock-a-bye Sweet Baby James.
Well, Sweet Baby James is my nephew, James Richmond Taylor. I don't know how I think he got kind of sick of being Sweet Baby James after a while, and he asked people to call him Jack. Just call me Jack.
I'll be there, yes I will. You've got a friend.
Hi, this is James Taylor. I'm in the studio for Sweet Baby James and Mudslide Slim and the Blue Horizon.
You've got a friend.
He's folk, he's pop, he's a little bit country, he's certainly rock. He can entertain an arena full of 20,000, accompanied only by an acoustic guitar and his ageless voice. But he's just as comfortable and popular fronting a rock band with a horn section. He's James Taylor, and he's the very embodiment of the term singer-songwriter. Writing and singing in the fine tradition shared by Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, and Joni Mitchell, and before the commercial successes of Cat Stevens, Carole King, or Jackson Browne, it was James Taylor who bridged the considerable gap between the coffee house and the top 40. James Taylor's roots run deep in indigenous American music, to which he was exposed by having a multi-regional childhood, as he told me in the studio.
Mother and father met in Boston, and I was born there, but we soon moved down to North Carolina. And, you know, the music that was available on the radio and stuff in North Carolina when I was coming up was largely, you know, it was country music. Music was much more regional in those days. You know, you'd be in an area and it would really have its preferences and the people who played music in those areas and stuff. Now, you know, sort of global monoculture, everything is everything all the time, you know. But back then it was, you know, there was country music and church music, and there was beach music from Myrtle Beach and Virginia Beach and down on that was kind of like party soul music, you know. It was kind of Chapel Hill's a strong college town, and it was, they like to raise it up there, you know. So we used to listen to Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts a lot, and, you know.
With the Tams?
The Tams, yeah. And that's right.
I'd like to see you do the shag.
With the sing-a-ling. When I dance, my brother used to say to me that I look like a deck chair in a high wind.
Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way and my way seem to be one and the same. Mama don't understand it. She wants to know where I've been. I'd have to be some kind of natural born fool to wanna pass that way again. But you know I could feel it. On a country road. Sail on home to Jesus, won't you, good girls and boys? I'm all in pieces, you can have your own choice. But I can be a heavenly band full of angels, and they're coming to set me free. I don't know nothing about the why or when, but I can tell you that it's bound to be. Because I could feel it, child, yeah. On a country road. Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way, my way, seem to be one and the same, child. Mama don't understand it, she wants to know where I've been. I have to be some kind of not-so-born fool. I want to pass that way again, but I could feel it, Lord. On a country road. Walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down a country road. La 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 la
That's James Taylor with Country Road, originally on his 1970 album, Sweet Baby James.
I wrote that. I remember writing that song in my brother Livingston's house in Watertown, Mass, just west of Boston. And I remember about a week after the album came out, I was walking on the street in Oak Bluffs, Massachusetts, on Martha's Vineyard Island, and there was a girl talking to a guy on the street, a young girl talking to this young guy on the street, and she was reciting these lyrics to them, and he was sort of listening there and sort of standing there listening to her. As I walked by them, I sort of listened to these lyrics I'd written, being this girl was sort of saying them to this guy, and he was sort of nodding his head like that. It was a really very
and it was
sweet
country
moment.
Road?
It was country road, yeah.
In the sweltering Tar Heel summers, those country roads would lead north from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where his father had become dean of the University of North Carolina Medical School.
My family used to make the trip up to Cape Cod in the summertime. We'd all pile in the station wagon and go up there and camp out for a couple of months. I think my mom really loved it up there. My dad did too. And when we were up there, we were exposed to late 50s and early 60s, mid 60s, folk music, what my friend Waddy Wachtel calls the great folk scare of the early 60s.
Folk scare.
Folk scare of the 60s.
That.
Yeah, you like it. And there was a lot of music and it was available. You know, it was really immediate. You didn't have to go far for it. It was you didn't have to set it up in a large auditorium or even a bar with a sound system. It just there were small coffee houses all over the place, and people were listening to it. And it was it was very mobile, very portable kind of a thing. And the people who were making the rounds were Ian and Sylvia and Doc Watson and the Charles River Valley Boys and Keith and Rooney, Jim Kweskin's Jug Band, Tom Rush was big. Dylan was around, Joan Baez, Reverend Gary Davis, Mississippi John Hurt, Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee. It was, and it was very portable. You could do it with a guitar, and you could just stick out your thumb and go somewhere and do it.
There is a young cowboy, he lives on the range. His horse and his cattle are his only companions. Works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer, and closing his eyes as the dogies retire. He sings out a song which is soft, but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight ladies, rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock her by sweet baby James. Now the 1st of December was covered with snow. So was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Lord, the Berkshires seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting. With 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway. A song that they sing when they take to the sea. A song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep. But singing works just fine for me. So good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Beet greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock her by sweet baby Jane.
The title song to his breakthrough 1970 album Sweet Baby James, which features future Eagles bass player Randy Meisner, all-star LA drummer Russ Kunkel, and veteran songwriter Carole King on piano. But don't just assume that Sweet Baby James is all about our modest Mr. Taylor.
Sweet Baby James is my nephew, James Richmond Taylor. I don't know how he... I think he got kind of sick of being Sweet Baby James after a while, and he asked people to call him Jack. Just call me Jack. But, you know, he had just been born. I drove down to North Carolina to see him for the first time. And on that trip down, it was a nonstop trip. I drove straight down, and this song just kept running through my mind. So that was it was one of those automobile things, you know, where you... mile after mile are just playing word games with the lyrics and
playing your guitar too.
Well,
and weaving and weaving wildly,
steering with your knees. That's it. But the second half of the song was written also on the road between Stockbridge and Boston on the Mass Pike, and I had just been visiting Arlo Guthrie up there and just hanging out a little bit, playing a little bit, playing guitar a little bit, and visiting
pretty country. Gorgeous.
And on the drive back into town, I wrote that verse more for myself. So it's sort of, the song is two halves, and the first half is for baby James, and the second one is for me.
James Taylor took his first shot at recording with a New York City group he shared with Danny Korchmar called The Flying Machine in the mid-60s. After they broke up, James Taylor was signed to the Beatles' London-based Apple Records, released one album, and met Peter Asher there. Asher had been half of the Peter and Gordon pop duo in the British Invasion days. And when Apple closed upon the breakup of the Beatles, Peter Asher returned with James Taylor to America as Taylor's manager and record producer. James wrote a song during this tumultuous period called Fire and Rain that would alter the course of his career and his life forever.
It's really sort of in three distinct verses, which are, it was the end of 1968. It was right after I'd finished mastering the Apple album. Shortly after that, I went back with to the States, addicted to opiates and needing to detox. And I was in some really uncomfortable shape. And a friend of mine had who I'd known in New York when we were with the Flying Machine and stuff. You know, she and I were close. She had died in the meantime, and my friends from New York, some of whom were over there in London by this time, had decided amongst themselves not to tell me about it until I was finished working on this album. They thought, you know, well, this is his big shot, and, you know, and we don't want to sort of mess with his head. So it was really after sort of they broke that news to me that I started writing this song.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you. You look down upon me, Jesus. You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see.
Those aching cellos, Carol King's piano chords tolling like a church bell, and Russ Kunkel's thunderous floor tom-toms are exquisite. Fire and Rain peaked at number 3 in October 1970, and the album Sweet Baby James likewise went to number 3 and stayed on the charts for 2 years. Next, the express elevator of pop success takes James Taylor from the coffee house to the penthouse. I'm Redbeard, in the studio with James Taylor.
Hi, this is James Taylor. I'm in the studio for Sweet Baby James and Mudslide Slim and the Blue Horizon with Redbeard.
Thanks, James. The Sweet Baby James album and the single Fire and Rain each went to number 3 on their respective sales charts, with the album remaining for over 2 years. Rolling Stone magazine has gone on to name Sweet Baby James the number 103 album of all time. In March 1971, James toured 27 cities with all shows sold out. And then, the bastion of straight mass media back then, Time Magazine, put James Taylor on the cover.
Yes, the kiss of death. Once something happens, it's over, you know, almost. I mean, not at all, certainly, but... And it was a wonderful thing to happen, and certainly thrilled my friends and family to think that I'd been this really pathetic character who'd been sort of just clinging on a couple of years, or in the years previous, was suddenly the focus of popular culture. But it was definitely a high point, and it seemed to happen very, very quickly.
Which songs on Mudslide Slim reflected the new fame and the new attention?
Oh, the title song, Mudslide Slim and the Blue Horizon, and Hey Mister, That's Me Up on the Jukebox, I guess. A little bit Long Ago and Far Away. Highway Song, too. A little bit Isn't It Nice to Be Home Again. I mean, they didn't necessarily have that as subject matter, although Hey Mister, That's Me Up on the Jukebox did.
Hey Mister, That's Me Up on the Jukebox. I'm the one singing this sad song. Well, I'll cry every time that you slip in one more dime, and let the boy sing the sad one more time. Southern California, that's as blue as the boy can be, blue as a deep blue sea. Won't you listen to me now? I need your golden gated cities, like a hole in the head, just like a hole in the head. I'm free. Hey, mister, that's me up on the jukebox. I'm the one that's singing this sad song. Well, I'll cry every time that you slip in one more dime, and let the boy sing the sad one more time. Can't you see that I'm as dry as a bone? I think I'll spend some time alone. Yes, unless you found a way of squeezing water from a stone. Let the doctor and the lawyer do as much as they can. Let the springtime begin. Let the boy become a man. I done wasted too much time just to sing you this sad song. I done been this lonesome picker a little too long. Hey, mister, that's me up on the jukebox. I'm the one that's singing this sad song. Well, I'll cry every time that you're up and slip in one more dime, and let the boy sing the sad one more time.
Originally on the 1971 album Mud, Slide, Slim, and the Blue Horizon, James Taylor, his first number one song, You've Got a Friend. But he first heard it while touring with the composer, Carole King.
Carole and I were sharing a bill in those days. It was very difficult to decide. She had already put out Tapestry, which was, you know, just sort of overwhelming tidal wave of a success. And it was very difficult for us to know who should open for whom. And we experimented with all kinds of different configurations. Well, I had agreed to a three-gig contract commitment at a place called Doug Weston's Troubadour on Santa Monica. And the third one had come up long after I was sort of, you know, playing 10 to 20,000 people places, you know. So it was a mob scene. It was a madhouse in there. Carole and I were doing this gig together. You know, that's the first time I heard the song, and I said, man, that's a great song. She has written a real swell piece of work there. And I used to listen to it every night, and I, you know, play along with it up in the dressing room as she was on stage.
As she was performing it.
And I said to her, boy, Carole, you know, that's a great song.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a hand. helping hand. And nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will, see you again. Winter, spring, summer, oh, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, about winter, spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
Carol, you know, it was really clearly sort of the strongest thing that she had. A lot of strong stuff there, certainly. I mean, that next album was really wonderful, but this was definitely one of the sweetest pieces that she had. Without even thinking twice about it, she just gave it on over. You know, she turned it over and said, "You do it." I mean, I never heard of anyone being that generous. Sort of, I know that she comes out of that songwriter's frame of mind, so that wasn't an unusual thing to happen. And she was probably had gotten used to thinking of that as being pretty good placement. But still, she could have waited until she'd recorded it herself. She was just about a month away from going into the studio too. So it was amazing good fortune.
Do me wrong, but do me right. Tell me lies, but hold. time. Save your goodbyes for the morning light, but don't let me be lonely tonight. Say goodbye and say hello. It's sure enough good to see you, but it's time to go. Don't say yes, but please don't say no. I don't want to be lonely tonight. Go away then, damn you. Go on and do as you please, yeah. You ain't gonna see me getting down on my knee. I'm undecided and your heart's been divided. You've been turning my world upside down. Right now, baby, go on and tell me lies, but hold me tight. Save your goodbyes for the morning light, but don't let me be lonely tonight. I don't want to be lonely tonight. No, no, I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be lonely tonight.
Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. Originally from James Taylor's November 1972 album, One Man Dog. Earlier that year, James had won his first Grammy Award for singing You've Got a Friend. But his biggest event was to occur just before the holiday season 1972. We'll share that. And James Taylor will reveal one of his favorite albums, and then a special treat when James Taylor plays live in the studio with me, Redbeard, for James Taylor's greatest hits.
Hey, this is James Taylor in the studio with the Gorilla album.
And I'm Redbeard. James Taylor released yet another album called Walking Man in 1974, and though he tried a wholesale change of supporting musicians and a producer, the creative well of songwriting was running low because of the torrid pace of basically an album a year for five straight years in a row. After heavy touring in the early 70s, James Taylor retreated from the stage after announcing to a New York City Radio City Music Hall packed crowd in November 1972 that he had just married Carly Simon, who scored back-to-back hits of her own with Anticipation and You're So Vain. The James Taylor-Carly Simon marriage was headline material on the front pages of the celeb magazines, gossip columns, and tabloids for years. After Taylor and Simon had a big hit duetting on the novelty song Mockingbird in 1974, James went on a month-long tour, which seemed to reinvigorate him for recording. It resulted in 1975's Gorilla album, which has turned out to be one of his most enduring works.
Yes, I think in a way this is my favorite. There are certainly other songs that I on other albums that I sure love, but more recent things that I feel very proud of. But this was a good album, and it felt very concise. I had really always admired Randy Newman and Ry Cooder's work, and I wanted to work with Russ Teitelman and Lenny Waronker. They produced this album, Gorilla, and then In the Pocket, the next album down the line from this one. And it was very much sort of a Warner Brothers in-house thing. They were Warner Brothers employees, and we worked in the Warner Brothers studio. I rented a house in Los Angeles, and it was just a very sort of productive stretch, but productive in a very sort of routine way. You know, it was just things were very unconflicted, and it was not pr- crossed up by a lot of different conflicting currents, you know, cross currents and stuff. It was really very straightforward.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. Guess I'll have to go now. Americana got the sleepy eye, but his body's still shaking like a live wire. Sleepy senorita with the eyes on fire. Oh, Mexico, it sounds so sweet with the sun sinking low. The moon so bright, like to light up the night, make everything alright.
Mexico, from the 1975 Gorilla album by James Taylor, which features some distinctive high background harmonies on the choruses, courtesy of David Crosby and Graham Nash. Recording this time in L.A., James Taylor had his first opportunity during a break to run for the border.
I had some friends that were down in Puerto Vallarta, and a friend of Carly's, someone who she'd worked with a lot, named Jake Brackman, was going to be headed down there. He and she were writing, and he was taking a spell down there. She Carly had to go back to New York, and I went down to Mexico just to for the first time, just for about 3 days to take a breather. And you know, often it happens that you show up a place, a new place, and if you've got a little time, there's a song waiting for you there. I mean, Mexico was just, it was there. You know, I went down there, I wrote the song while I was there, I came back and recorded it. It was a real gift, and you know, I had already sort of had my meteoric rise and then a bit of a letdown for a couple of albums, so I felt really as though I wasn't, things weren't beyond my control, nor were they sort of depressingly low down or you know, I felt in a comfortable position in terms of my work. You know, I had a solid audience and a good recording contract, and you know, it just was and my domestic life seemed very strong, and you know, I remember it as being those were, and to go out to Los Angeles to work with to have there be no sort of friction with the record company, because I was basically recording at the record company.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Understand my ups and downs. There you were.
stop. And thank you, baby. I wanna stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, seems I'd been there before. But you brighten enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
Written by the Motown hit-making machine of Holland, Dozier Holland, and originally a hit for Marvin Gaye, James Taylor jumping down off the coffee house stool and headed straight for the dance floor with How Sweet It Is. Featuring the saxophone solo of David Sanborn, the song goes to number 5. Amazingly, though he came out of the folk music tradition, the key to James Taylor's long, successful pop career has been his ability to draw on a broad range of rhythm and blues, brill building, and soul classics, either as reference points for his own songwriting or as outright cover material, as music tastes have shifted over time. James Taylor feels he owes that to his late older brother Alex and to his longtime musical partner Danny Korchmar.
My brother Alex, who's a blues singer, and my brother Alex turned me on to a lot of music, and he was a great sort of teacher for me. But so was Danny. You know, Danny was really, he was listening to everything, and he was in it was that period of time where music in New York, you know, New York really was a center for it. And he used to, took me under his wing a little bit, took me up to the Apollo to listen to a multi-bill up there one day that just completely turned my head around. I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen anything like this, you know. Billy Fatboy Stewart and Lee Dorsey, Gladys Knight and the Pips, James Brown was on that same bill. I couldn't believe Joe Tex was on that same bill. Unbelievable night. Lee Dorsey used to have that song called Ride Your Pony. You remember that? You know, there's a place in that song where he says, we're going to shoot. Shoot is sort of like he says, we're going to shoot. There's a rim shot. Shoot, bam, shoot, bam. Then there's a drum fill back into this screaming, really deeply grooved chorus. He had a big brass revolver inside of his coat with, you know, loaded with blanks, but a large caliber, loud gun. And during that, he would whip that out and point it at the audience and let it go. People were sort of diving in the aisles and stuff, and reaching for their weapons. It was great.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. When you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't
at you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that.
Originally from 1977's album JT, Your Smiling Face, which went top 20 for James Taylor. The shy, private world of James had been repopulated when Fire and Rain made him a pop star in 1970. His life had been invaded by the press when he married blue blood pop star Carly Simon in 1972. She's an heiress to the Simon & Schuster publishing world. So it was inevitable that their breakup at the beginning of the 1980s would not escape the glare of the media spotlight either. What the scandal sheets fail to realize is that these are real people going through private hardships that have nothing to do with the entertainment business. James Taylor first realized how intrusive public scrutiny can be when armchair psychiatrists would try to psychoanalyze him in college courses, from the lyrics to Fire and Rain.
People have, for a long time, asked me about that particular song and who it was about and what the particulars in my life, you know, they sort of want to pursue it farther into my life than the song already does, which is pretty far to start with. I mean, I don't mind doing it, talking about it, but, well, I can't say that I don't mind talking about it. I think that the song is as far as I want to go with it. It is a strange thing. You're entirely right to have a personal thing like this then represent you sort of in the marketplace. You know, and be that kind of product. Without getting too far into this, I think that there is in our modern context there is a place where a single person feels familiar and comfortable, and I think that's a relatively intimate place. And then there's the scale of national life, which is basically what happens on radio and TV and on a very large way. I get some of these ideas from a friend of mine named George Trow, who wrote a book about it, but. There's the intimate context, and there's the context of 200 million people. It just so happens that now in our culture, there's less and less in the middle distance. Mm. You know, there's sort of, the middle distance used to be a place where a person expanded into and where you sort of built your life. You went out from your intimate context into the middle distance, your job, your family, your neighborhood. These things are sort of on the decline. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the mobility of our culture. Maybe it's the transitional times, or maybe it's just the existence of that larger scale thing that's making for a reorganization of the space in between it and where we are now.
Well, the sun is surely sinking down, but the moon is slowly rising. So this old world must still be spinning around, and I still love you. So close your eyes. You can close your eyes. It's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore, but I can sing this song.
you can sing this song when I'm gone. It won't be long before another day. We're gonna have a good time, and no one's gonna take that time away. You can stay as long as you like. So close your eyes. You can close your eyes. It's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. But I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone.
What I do, I believe, is I write a very personal statement, and I advance it into the middle distance. I put it out in front of me, a personal statement of sorts, and it is there for people to identify with or not as they wish.
But before he goes, James would like to share something special with us here in the studio.
This is a song that I often say when people ask me, I say is my the song I'm sort of most proud of, and I wrote it in England in 1968 when I was recording with Apple Records there, and stricken by homesickness for a moment. I was on a slight vacation. I was down on an island called Formentera in Spain, in the Mediterranean off the coast of Spain, and I wrote this in a, I had to spend the night in the street one night, myself and a girlfriend named Karin, and she was from Sweden. I met her down there, and we spent the night in this closed down cafe, and because we had no place to stay, and when the sun came up in the morning, this song just sort of occurred to me. It goes like this.
In my mind, I'm gone, Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? When I'm gone, Carolina, in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. Best walk her way and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. Silver tear appearing now. I'm crying, need I? Gone to Carolina in mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whispered something soft and kind. Hey, baby, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, need I? Gone to Carolina in mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Feel the moonshine, and ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind when I'm gone to Carolina in mind? Dark and silent late last night, think I might have heard the highway calling, geese in flight and dogs at bite. Signs and mighty omens say I'm going, I'm gone, Carolina, yeah.
with the holy host of others standing round me. And still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it looks like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? And can't you just feel the moonshine? Man, ain't he just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? When I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. When I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Well, I'm already gone. I'm gone. Say nice things about me. I'm gone, solid gone. You'll have to carry on without me. I'm gone, gone to Carolina in my mind. Cause I'm gone to Carolina.
That's an in-the-studio exclusive. I'm Redbeard.